I'm looking forward to getting back into this new term for however long it will last. But it's just an exciting time, and it's a great honour and privilege to be representing the people of Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal.
And I'm sure yourself and other TDs are wondering just how much time you have left before an election is called.
Yeah, well, the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin and Radhika Gorman are stating that it's probably going to New Year. My own gut feeling, I think it will be before the Christmas. I think it will be around November now, but that's only my gut feeling. But anybody that I've talked to from very, very close to the Taoiseach, it's between the three leaders, and they'll decide when the next election. But I think most backbenchers and most ministers feel that it will be before the Christmas.
And not to mention the budget as well, Deputy Feehan, I'm sure that'll be a hot topic for discussion today.
I'm hearing the same as yourself. I think increase in the for pensioners, also childcare. And I think most people out there will have an extra €1,000 in their pockets with all the various incentives. But these are things you can do when you have a thriving and robust economy. But it does bring the challenges as well, the cost of living and housing. And that's what government have to do, and that's what you do in government. You have difficulties, you have serious questions, and these are questions that you have to answer, and you've got to work together to try to resolve them. And it's no different than in a business or in a household or in a...
I know that one of the issues that you have been raising over the summer, Deputy Feehan, was the ongoing student accommodation crisis here in Sligo. And I know you were talking to the Taoiseach only last week about this, but I'm sure, I presume anyway, that you'll be keeping it high up on the agenda to make sure that nothing like this should and can never really happen again in Sligo.
Yeah, I think it's going against the spirit of the way we should do business. We have a hugely successful ATU, and again another course is announced again today for veterinary in the ATU, across the ATU area. This is very, very exciting. You have pharmacy coming to Sligo, so there's a lot of good things, a lot of students coming in, but we have to do everything to ensure that there is student accommodation. And my point is that this is displacing it, but one department, not dealing with another. I've made my views very, very clear, very forcefully clear, at the very highest level, and I hope that that will be listened to. But there are other issues that we need, the ATU in Sligo to build apartments. They now have to, we're about to build apartments. If they build 400 or 500 apartments, which they get funding for, that'll take away a lot of pressure, certainly around Sligo, in regards to housing. But there's a lot of good things happening, but again, this is an issue that I'm very aware of, an issue I worked behind the scenes to try to resolve, and I hope it will be resolved.